The Sound of Giving by Janet Thomas, Church Magazines. One girl with determination changed the life of a teacher. The sound of raindrops on the car windshield, the chirp of crickets on a summer night, the distressing cry of a baby, the ringing of the telephone down the hall. All everyday sounds, but they are sounds that are becoming part of Shelley Carrick's life, now that she no longer lives in silence. Shelley has been deaf since she lost most of her hearing during a case of meningitis when she was 18 months old. But now, thanks to the efforts of Christina Coleman, a student at Pleasant Grove High School in Utah, where Shelley is the American Sign Language teacher, Shelley has received a cochlear implant and is now being introduced to the noisy, musical, thumping sounds that surround her. But the sounds that motivated her, that made her go along with the amazing offer made by one of the student body officers at the high school, the sounds she wanted to hear more than anything, were the sweet voices of her little children. The story of how these two young women met and became friends is a great one, with a happy ending. As she prepared to graduate from high school, Christina was required, as were all others in her class, to complete a project during her senior year. She heard some friends who were taking Shelley's sign language class talking about cochlear implants. These devices are surgically implanted in the inner ear with a microphone and digital processor worn outside, under the hair. At first, Christina was only going to write a paper about the technology. But because Shelley wanted the implant so badly, Christina's plans soon became more elaborate. What is even more remarkable about Christina's determination is that she really did not know Shelley well and wasn't one of her students. Looking back, Christina says, "I do think Heavenly Father inspired me to do this project. I think several things prepared me for this." Christina was serving as student body historian. Just being on student council and having to plan events and speak to strangers prepared Christina for the work she would do to help Shelley get a cochlear implant. The implants and accompanying surgery are expensive, and Shelley's insurance would not cover them. At first, Christina thought it would be easy to raise the money. She planned to email many places, explaining the need, and then the funds would pour in. Christina says, "That didn't work at all. I didn't get one donation that way. I was going to have to call personally." The first phone call was hard. Then it just got easier. Christina found a grant program where Shelley could apply to get the device donated. Then it was just the cost of the surgery, a much more attainable amount, that needed to be raised. When news that Shelley qualified for the grant arrived, she called Christina to her classroom and announced the news to Christina and her students at the same time. Between the cheering and the crying, it was a great day. Shelley underwent the operation, and her family and Christina gathered on the day the implant was turned on for the first time. Shelley had been warned not to expect too much. Then her daughter, one-year-old Kylie, started crying, wanting to be held. Shelley turned to the small crowd in the room and asked incredulously, "Is that Kylie crying? I can hear her." Although implants are not the answer for everyone, Shelley has been intrigued with learning to figure out what the sounds she hears mean. "There are so many sounds I've never heard," said Shelley. "I don't know what they are. I have to learn like a baby does." Austin, her four-year-old son, is delighted to demonstrate noises for his mom. He opens the front door and rings the doorbell or claps. Daily life has become both adventurous and frustrating. Shelley says she didn't realize how much Austin talks while she is driving. Naturally, the relationship between Shelley and Christina is a special one. During the months arranging everything, the two became close. "We emailed every day. We talked all the time," said Shelley. "We became good friends. She will be part of my life forever." Christina was excited with the outcome of her senior project. "I've cried so many times over this. Not only has Shelley received an implant, but I have a new friend. It's changed my life. I learned what the power of one person or a group of people can do. Just to know that you can do things that seem impossible at first is great." Sidebar, making the cover. About 12 years ago, Shelley was a cheerleader at the same high school where she is now a teacher. A deaf cheerleader. That sounds like the subject for a new era story. And in fact, it was. Shelley appeared on the cover of the October 1993 issue. She was a happy teen with many friends, a successful student, and proud to be part of the deaf community. After high school, she went on to college, then served a full-time mission, teaching the gospel to the deaf in Nebraska, California, and New York. When Shelley first met Sam Carrick, the man who would become her husband, she thought he was arrogant and stuck up because he wouldn't talk to her. He defends himself now by explaining, "I had never met a deaf person. I didn't know how to talk to her." It took him just days to find out that Shelley was easy to talk to. She was fun and outgoing, and she could read lips. When they met, Shelley was serving a mission to the deaf and was assigned to the California Riverside Mission for a few months. Sam was her zone leader. He was impressed, he says, with her ability to succeed. After their missions, they found they had a lot in common. Sam found that Shelley loved the outdoors like he did. Now Shelley and Sam live in Utah with their two children, Austin and Kylie. End of sidebar. End of the article, Everyday Heroes, The Sound of Giving, by Janet Thomas.